弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters.
早上我们非常高兴。
This morning we are joyful.
我们又可以来到神的面前一同敬拜。
Once again we come forth to our Lord and worship Him.
昨天我们在 Pomona.
Yesterday we were at the church of Pomona.
我们在 Pomona 的弟兄姊妹他们买了一个新的会所。
And we know that we just have a new building in the church of Pomona.
相信我们有去的弟兄姊妹都看到那会所的美丽。
And I believe that the brothers and sisters who were there would confess that it is a beautiful church.
重新整修之后我们去的人我们都觉得那里实在非常有潜力。
And after the remodeling, we see there's a lot of great potential in that church.
昨天下午又跟一个姐妹就电话联络。
And yesterday, I was on a phone call with one of the sisters.
她就说你们走后教会剩了好少人。
And then she said, after you guys left, there were not that many people who were left behind.
就说感谢主那教会有那么大的成长空间。
And I said, praise the Lord, there's still a lot of rooms for people to fill it up.
真的神的荣耀还要继续坐在那边。
For God's glorious work will accomplish through that church.
虽然前面弟兄姊妹已经渐渐减少。
And even though there's less and less brothers and sisters,
感谢主我们的弟兄姊妹却可以把那里的会所承受下来。
But praise the Lord, those brothers and sisters are the ones who bought this church.
所以福音就可以继续往前。
So that through them, the gospel could be preached.
那刚刚我们唱这首诗歌。
And the song that we just sang,
使我成祝福。
Make me a blessing.
那将主的救赎大爱时刻向人来广传扬。
And it is the blessing that we bring forth this great love from our Lord to the people.
如果这件事在我们的心中是真实的。
And if this is truly our burden.
那我们就可以时刻来传说。
Then at every moment we could carry it out.
那人家也必因着我们传说的是真实的来相信他。
It is through our testimony that they will believe that is true.
那在 这本圣经里面有四本福音书
And in this Bible, there are four books of Gospels.
它都特别讲到关于主耶稣的事
And all of them talked about Jesus' work.
那其中有一卷书叫做马可福音
And there is the book of Mark.
那在当初写作的时候呢它的对象是一些不信的罗马人
And in the beginning, the target audience of the book of Mark are the Romans who don't believe.
所以呢按着马可呢他写作的意念呢他就是要将彼得口中的耶稣基督来介绍给他们。
So Mark wrote his book through the narration of Peter.
所以呢，在彼得的心里面
，and in Peter's heart，
他知道主耶稣基督呢是来到世上叫一切的人悔改。
In Peter's heart, he knows that the sole purpose of the incarnation is to lead people to repentance.
所以在世上的人呢，能够认识主。
So that the people in this world can believe.
那当时的人呢以为主耶稣所传的是一个新的道理。
And at that time, those people just thought that this was a new way of thinking.
那主耶稣所行的呢是一个新的启示。
But in reality, the gospel of Jesus preaches through his sovereign life.
那他所做的呢不过是与一般人不一样而已。
And then what he does is different from everyone else.
可是实际上主耶稣来到世上。
But in reality,
那他来传一个使人与神和睦的福音。
The work that he preached is the reconciliation between man and God.
所以呢，在圣经中有一处就讲到这里，使人和睦的人有福了。
So that in the Bible it says the blessed are the peacemakers.
因为他们必称为神的儿子。
For they shall be called the sons of God.
所以神的儿子主耶稣基督来到世上。
So Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to this world.
所以呢，他就是要完成这件事。
Is to accomplish this very thing.
那今天我们相信他的人。
Now today, as believers of Christ.
我们也被称为神的儿女。
We are also called the sons of God.
所以呢，我们在地上，我们也同样实行这样的使命。
So today we have the same commission as the sons of God.
所以我们就帮助我们周遭的人来使他们与神和睦。
So what we need to do is to make peace between our fellow man and God.
使他们能够得到神的祝福。
So that they can receive the same blessings as you have.
可是我们发现，在这个世界上，有许多的人他们认识主。
But then now slowly we recognize that a lot of people they know of God.
他们是自己来到神的面前。
And then those are the people that they come and seek God actively.
那他们因为听说过有耶稣，所以他们来到教会。
Because they heard that there is someone called Jesus, so they came and looked for Jesus.
那也有一些人呢，是主耶稣亲自遇见了他们。
But on the other hand, there are some people, they just met God.
在聚会的里面呢他们发现主真的同在。
And then when slowly in the meetings, they know that God is, a presence is with them.
那我们在圣经里面我们也可以发现。
So in the Bible, we would also find out,
有一些人他们想要认识主，他们没有机会。
That there are some people, even though they want to know God, they don't have the chance.
为什么呢？
How come?
因为他们有一些限制。
Because they are bounded.
一些限制呢，是来自于天然的限制。
Maybe they're bounded by some type of things in nature.
可是有一些限制来自于人为的限制。
Or maybe they're bounded by man.
所以他们不能够来到、耶稣的面前认识主。
So these people, they never had the chance to come forth to Jesus.
那这些限制是什么呢？
So now what are these boundaries that we talked about?
所以我们今天就来看一看。
And today, that's what we're going to look for.
第一个限制，这些人不能来听福音。
Now this is the first boundary why some men cannot come to God.
这里讲到这些人不能来听福音。
It talked about how the people, they physically cannot come to God.
所以就必须有人带着他来。
So that these people can only come with the help of the others.
好吧，我们来读马可福音第一章32节到34节。
So how about we read Mark chapter 1, 32 through 34.
我们一起来读。
Together.
天晚日落的时候
after
the
sun
set, 有人带着一切害病的和被鬼附的
all who were ill and those who were demon possessed, and the whole city had gathered at the door, and he healed many who were ill with the various diseases, and cast out many demons, and he was not permitting the demons to speak, because they knew who he was.
所以在这一处的经文，我们看到有人带着一切害病和被鬼附的来到耶稣跟前。
So in these three verses, we see that there are people who were ill and who were demon possessed. They came toward Jesus.
这个有人跟一切害病和被鬼附的，他们之间到底是什么关系呢？
Now, what are the common themes between the people that were ill or demon possessed?
那圣经里面没有仔细的说。
Now in the Bible, it didn't talk about the relationship.
那我们不管他们有关系也好，没有关系也好。
But then we don't care who, if these people have a relationship with God or not.
这些都没有关系。
Because it truly doesn't matter.
重要的呢，是他们把他们心里所在意的人呢，带到耶稣的跟前。
But what is important is that these people, they bring forth the people that they care to Jesus.
因为他们所在意的人呢，害了病。
Because someone that they care about are now ill or demon possessed.
因为他们心里所在意的人被鬼附了。
Because the person that they care about now is possessed by demon.
所以当他们听到主耶稣在他们附近的时候，这么美好的福音。
So once these people know that Jesus and his gospel,
那在主耶稣的身上，他可以医病，他可以赶鬼。
And once they find out that Jesus has the power to heal and to cast out the demons,
所以呢，这些人就把他们所在意的人带到主耶稣的面前。
Then these people, then they naturally, they will bring forth the one that they care about toward Jesus.
所以我们看到这处经文讲到，就有许多的人病就被医治了。
Then we see here, as a consequence, the people that were ill are now healed.
许多的鬼就被赶出去了。
And then as a consequence, the demons are now cast out.
那这些人得到身体和心灵的释放。
And now these people are now released both physically and emotionally.
但是这里讲到许多。
But here it talked about many people.
许多人被治好。
That a lot of people are now healed.
许多的人被赶出去。
Many demons are cast out.
可是我相信这里讲到是有人带着一切害病的。
But then here, we have to pay attention that it is some people that lead these people to Jesus.
那为什么不是一切的人都被治好呢？
But how come it is not all people that are healed?
为什么不是一切的污鬼都被赶出去呢？
And how about it doesn't say all demons are cast out?
所以在思想这段经文的时候，
So when we looked at these verses,
我就想到真的是因着主耶稣的怜悯，
It is through the mercy of God
有人接受了他
that some of these people choose to believe.
所以呢，主耶稣的工作就坐在他们的身上。
So that through that, God's work can be accomplished on them.
相信也有少部分的人
and I believe that there are a small group of them
因为他们不能够接受主耶稣
because they choose to refuse.
在他们的心里面，他们拒绝神的工作坐在他们的身上
and they reject the work of God on them.
以至于他们的需要就没有办法被满足
so that at the end, they cannot be healed.
那我们在这处的经文里面也可以看到天晚日落的时候。
And in these three verses, we also see that it is when the evening came.
其实主耶稣在这个时候他是在一个门徒的家里面。
And then truly, at that time, Jesus was already, planning to rest at a disciple's house.
所以就是在门徒的家里面主耶稣还是可以在那里工作。
And yes, even though he's already late in the day and he was already trying to rest, he can still heal.
所以天已经晚了应该休息了。 日落的时候可以不用再工作了。
So the evening has already come and the sun has already set. It is time for him to rest.
可是当主耶稣看到有人来到他面前的时候，他就愿意去医治他们。
But then when Jesus sees that these are people in need, he chooses to still heal them.
来满足他们的需要。
To satisfy their needs.
感谢主，被鬼附的人害疾病的人都得到了满足。
And praise the Lord, the ones that are believed, they are healed and the demons are cast out.
先前这些人不能来听福音。
Before, these people did not know the gospel.
可是有人把他们带来耶稣的跟前。
But then someone brought them to Jesus.
第二个限制我们看到就是这个人呢无法去听福音。
And then the second boundary that we see of is the people that are physically not able to hear.
那我们一起来读马可福音第二章三到五节。
Now let's read Mark chapter 2, 3 through 5.
我们一起来读。
Together.
有人带着一个摊子来见耶稣，是用四个人来的，因为人多不得进前，就把耶稣所在的房子拆了房顶，既拆通了，就把摊子连所躺卧的褥子都垂下来。耶稣见他们的信心，就对摊子说：“小子，你的罪赦了。”有人带着一个摊子来见耶稣。
So some people brought forth this paralytic to Jesus.
他们之间的关系是怎么样呢？
Now, how is the relationship between these people and the paralytic?
那在圣经里面也没有说到。
In the Bible, it never described the relationship.
还是一句话，不管有关系没关系。
But the same thing stands. Doesn't matter what the relationships are between
them. 都没有关系。
It doesn't matter.
重要的是什么呢？
What is the important thing is?
重要的是他们的朋友。他们的朋友这个摊子
is that one of their friends, he is paralyzed.
他害了病，他没有办法行动。
And he has this illness that constrains him from moving.
所以当这四个朋友知道有福音在他们旁边的时候，
So when these four friends know of this gospel that has the power to heal,
就是主耶稣在他们的城里面，
who is Jesus now in their city,
这四个人就为着他们的朋友愿意把他们的摊子朋友带去见耶稣。
So now these four people, now they're willing to bring forth their paralyzed friend to Jesus.
那这处的经文非常的奇妙。
And in these verses, there's something that is really amazing.
我们发现就是这个摊子得医治的两个关键是什么？
Is that how this paralyzed person got healed, there are two factors.
第一个就是他们有信心。
Is that first, there are people that have faith.
第二个关键就是这个人的罪被赦免了。
Is that the second thing is God said your sins are forgiven.
那在我们生活里面，我们常常都会碰到一些的事情。
Now in our life we face a lot of different situations.
那生病呢，是我们每一个人都有经历的。
And I'm sure everyone has been sick before.
有一些人生病呢，是因为罪的问题。
Now some people when we get sick is because of our sins.
有一些人生病呢，可能跟罪没有关系。
Or maybe sometimes you get sick just because you got sick.
那不过就是有时候就不小心就沾染了疾病。
And maybe you just caught some bacteria or virus flowing around.
可是呢，在这一处的经文里面，我们看到这个摊子，他因为贪了，可能跟他犯罪有关系。
But here, we see that this paralyzed person, he is paralyzed because of his sins.
其实在我们的生活里面，我们最常看到的一个例子。
Maybe in our life, the most common example.
容易让我们生病的例子。
An example that always takes us to sickness.
就是不宽恕。
Is that when we are not willing to forgive the others.
我们不愿意饶恕人。
When we're not willing to forgive another person.
你知道当我们心里面有这么一个疙瘩的时候。
And when our heart is not willing to forgive.
慢慢慢慢它就影响到我们的心里。
And then slowly and slowly it starts to affect you.
所以在我们心里面不断地酝酿这个疙瘩。
So that in your heart the hatred grows bigger and bigger.
慢慢地就影响到我们的生理。
And then slowly this hatred takes over your life.
所以呢，我们就这里也痛，那里也痛。
And then slowly, it becomes physical pain in our body.
可是圣经上是怎么说的呢？
But then in the Bible, what does it say?
圣经说你们饶恕人的过半。
The Bible says if you forgive the others of their sins,
你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过半。
Then your Father will forgive your transgressions.
你们不饶恕人的过半。
But if you don't forgive the others,
你们的天父也不饶恕你们的过半。
Then your Father will not forgive your transgressions.
所以我常常看到一位牧师。
So there is one pastor that I always see.
那他常常为一些病人做 祷告的工作。
When he prayed for the healing of the sickness,
可是每一次他在为病人祷告之前，
and before he started his praying,
他总是会问他们，
he would always start,
哎呀，你心里有没有什么不能饶恕人的事？
He would always start with a question, is there something that you cannot forgive someone else about?
在你的心里面有没有不能饶恕人的人？
Is there anyone in your heart that you cannot forgive?
他总要问这几句话。
He would always start with those questions.
为什么呢？
How come?
因为他里面如果不饶恕人，他的罪没有办法被医治。
Because if this person cannot forgive the others, then his own transgressions cannot be forgiven.
所以在治病之前呢，他总要让这些人知道，心里一定要有宽恕人的意念。
So that before his pastor could pray for the sickness, he always asked them, "Can you forgive the others?"
所以呢，我们的主在这边也是这样。
So here, the Lord is saying the same thing.
他不但看到他朋友们的信心，
Not only the Lord sees the four friends who are faithful,
那他也看到这个摊子上的罪。
He also sees the sins of this paralytic.
所以我们的弟兄跟我们交通，每一次主耶稣在做治病的工作的时候，
So that this pastor shared with us that before Jesus could do the work of healing,
他是象征着主耶稣在医治一个罪。
That symbolizes how Jesus is healing a sin.
也是象征着主耶稣在对付一个罪。
And that also symbolizes how Jesus is overcoming the sin.
所以这个罪洁净之后，他的病就得医治。
So that after the sin is now taken away, the sickness can also be healed.
所以呢，这一处的经文我们看见。
So in these verses, we would also see.
那主耶稣在讲道的时候。
That when Jesus preaches.
那这个摊子就被带到。讲到的地方
that paralytic now brought to the place where Jesus preaches.
就好像今天我们正在传讲信息
just like today how we're today.
哎，突然你从后面看到有人把一个摊子带到 这前面
just like we see that now maybe someone put on a bed and someone is lying on it.
你想我是要继续讲到呢，还是停下来？
Would I be continue preaching or would I stop?
其实主耶稣他就停下他的讲道。
At that time, Jesus stopped.
他马上就面对这个摊子。
And then Jesus went forth to this paralytic.
就对摊子说：“小子，你的罪赦了。”
And he spoke to him and said, "Son, your sins are forgiven."
所以顿时间，我们看到一个信息的聚会，马上就变成了一个医治特会。
So that now just a regular message became a healing.
那一个讲道的侍奉，马上呢就变成一个医治的侍奉。
And a regular preaching of the gospel became a special meeting of healing.
那马上呢，所有听到的人。就变成一个知道的人。
And at that time, everyone has become a witness.
那当然这个摊子呢得到医治。
And at the end, of course, this paralytic is now healed.
是有人有信心的行动。
But then his healing is because of his friends who are faithful.
我们发现这四个朋友呢，他们突破了三重的障碍。
And then we see that these four friends has broke through a lot of boundaries.
来到主耶稣面前。
And then they brought forth their friends to Jesus.
那第一重障碍呢？
This is the first boundary that they broke through.
那就是这个摊子。
Is that this, he is paralyzed.
比较容易办。不管呢，这个摊子愿不愿意来，反正他不能动，所以呢，他的朋友只要把他搬动，他就一定要来。
Now the first thing is because this person is paralyzed, it's not really up to his will if he wants to go. So nonetheless, these four friends just carry him to Jesus.
所以这个比较容易。
So the first boundary wasn't that hard.
第二个障碍呢，就是交通工具。
But then the second boundary is the tool of communication.
那他们的朋友动不了，那要用什么工具呢？把他抬到耶稣的面前。
Now the friend is paralyzed. What can they do to bring forth this friend to Jesus?
那这个工具就要稍微预备一下。
So they have to prepare a tool.
那花点心思去预备。
And then they have to spend time to make that tool.
预备一张椅子抬过去嘛，可能会太硬。
If they prepare a chair, it might be hard to carry.
那坐车的话，可能震动的太厉害，也会不舒服。
And if they bring forth a car, it might be hard to drive.
所以这四个朋友呢，就用褥子把它抬过去。
So at the end, the four friends decided they would use a pallet.
在当时来讲，可能会舒服一点。
At that time, using a pallet to transfer their friends might be the most comfortable way to go.
那这一层障碍也突破了。
So now they've broken through the second boundary.
那最后一层障碍。
And then the third boundary.
就是呢，当他们到了聚会的场所
，is that once they have arrived to the meeting place，
啊，发现非常多的人在那里
，that place was already overcrowded，
他们连门都进不去
，and then there is no way they could bring forth the friend through the front door，
怎么办呢
？So what can they do？
所以圣经上就描述到他们上了屋顶，把房顶给拆了
，so in the Bible it says they have gone on to the roof and removed part of the roof，
他们就连同褥子把摊子一起垂到耶稣的面前
，and then they dug an opening and then they let down the pallet in front of Jesus.
在这里我们就看见他们的信心得到成就。
And then here we see that through their faith and hard work, their mission is completed.
那因着他们的信心，
And it is through their faith,
他们所帮助的人就得到福音，
That the one that they want to save is now saved.
那他们所帮助的人就得到祝福，
And this person they want to be saved is now blessed.
不但罪洁净了，
Not only his sins are forgiven,
身体的疾病也得到医治,
but his physical sickness is now also healed.
第三个限制,
and the third boundary,
那讲到这个人无法听到福音,
we talked about the people that cannot hear the gospel.
那我们来念马可福音第七章三十二节。
Now let's read Mark chapter 7:32.
有人带着一个
They brought to him one who was deaf and spoke with difficulty.And implored him to lay his hands on him.
那在这一节的经文里面
，In this verse，
我们又看到有人带着一个耳聋舌结的人来见耶稣。
We see that someone brought to Jesus one who was deaf and with difficulty.
同样的，圣经上也没有描述他们的关系是怎么样。
And at the same again, the Bible never describes the relationship between the people.
可是我们还是说。
But then it's the same thing.
有关系没关系都没有关系。
It doesn't matter the relationship between these friends.
重要的是可能他们的家人觉得在沟通上非常的困难。
The only important thing maybe it is hard to communicate with this person who cannot speak.
耳朵又听不到。
This person is also deaf.
话又说不出来。
And he spoke with difficulty.
所以呢可能在家庭的生活里面他不是那么容易跟别人来沟通。
So that it is hard to have him as a family member.
有人带着他来到耶稣的面前。
But the important thing is someone brought this person to Jesus.
所以问题就解决了。
So then at the end of the old problems are solved.
所以在这一段的经文里面后面继续的讲到。
So then after these verses, the other verses talked about
耶稣领他离开众人。
How Jesus led this person away from the others.
到一边去。
He took him apart.
那就用指头呢探探他的耳朵
and then Jesus put his fingers into that person's ears.
就用唾沫呢涂抹他的舌头
and then Jesus touched his tongue with his own saliva.
多么奇妙
and how marvelous!
当主耶稣望天祷告的时候
and when Jesus looked onto the sky and said, "Our Father,"
开了吧
he said, "That is to be opened."
哎，他的耳朵就打开
then that person's ear is now opened.
舌头也解开了
and then his tongue is now opened.
话说清楚了。
And now, from then on, he could speak freely.
也听清楚了。
And he could hear freely.
在这里我们好像看到神的手上呢，带着一个密码似的。
And then here we see that God's hand is like a key.
啊，放在人的耳朵里面。
When he put forth this key in that person's ear.
哎，这个耳朵认识主人来了。
That ear recognized the key.
好像今天我们输入了一个密码。
Just like how you now put in a password.
哎，它就打开了。
And then this ear is now opened.
在这个舌头上也是。
And the same as that person's tongue.
他发现主耶稣来了。
When the tongue feels that Jesus' hand is there.
这是主的手。
This is God's hand.
诶，密码解开了。
And then now the password is accepted.
所以他的舌头可以说话。
And now the tongue can freely speak.
感谢主，有人听到了福音。
So praise the Lord, someone knows the gospel.
他就把家人带来听福音。
And that someone brought forth his family member.
因着主的怜悯和带领。
And through the mercy and the leading of God.
哎，这个人没办法听到福音，结果呢，他听到了福音。
That originally this person could not hear, but afterward he can hear.
他没办法承认主的名，这个时候他可以承认了主的名。
And before he has no vessel to proclaim the name of God, now he has the vessel.
那我们来看第四个限制。
And now let's look at the four boundaries that set us apart from God.
那第四个限制讲到这个人无法见到福音。
And then the fourth boundary is someone who cannot see the gospel.
我们来读马可福音第八章的二十二节。
Let's read Mark chapter 8:22.
他们来到伯大带，有人带
着
一个瞎子来，求耶稣摸他。
To touch him.
这一节经文里面讲到主耶稣和他的门徒来到一个城中。
And then here, the backstory is that Jesus and his disciples has come to this city.
这个城呢叫做伯赛大。
And this city is called Bethphata.
那在这个城里面有一个瞎子。
And then in this city, there is a blind man.
所以呢就有人把他带来耶稣的面前。
So that again, this blind man is brought forth by some people.
就渴望耶稣能够摸这个瞎子。
And these some people want Jesus to touch this blind man.
他们之间有什么关系呢？
Now, do we know the relationship between this blind person and those people?
圣经也没讲。
The Bible does not describe.
还是一句话
But the same saying
没有关系
It doesn't matter what the relationship is
重要的是
And the important thing again
这个伯赛大里面的这个城里面的村民想要这个瞎子得到医治
And the only important thing is the city of Bethphata brought forth this blind man because they want him to be healed
或许他们想看看主耶稣能不能够医治他
Maybe they're treating the blind man as a test to Jesus.
所以他们就把这个瞎子带到主耶稣的面前。
So nonetheless, they brought forth this blind man to Jesus.
伯赛大的村民
The people of Bethphata,
他们全城的光景
The whole city,
按着肉体来说
The whole city in the works of the flesh,
那他们的肉眼都是可以看见的。
Physically, all their eyes can see.
可是只有一个瞎子。
But in this whole city, there's only one blind man.
那他们把他带到耶稣的面前。
So that they brought forth this blind man to Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，在圣经里面，我们读到一段的经文。
Brothers and sisters, in these verses,
特别讲到伯赛大。
It says, Bethphata,
你有祸了。
Woe comes to you.
因为在你们中间所行的异能。
Because in the midst of you, there's only bad.
若行在推罗西顿。
For if the miracles had occurred in Tyre or Sidon,
他们早已悔改了。
They would have repented long ago.
是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
也就是说，主耶稣曾经在这个城里面行了许多的异能。
Means that Jesus has already performed a lot of miracles within this city.
可是这个城里面的人都不愿意信他。
But then the people of this city, they're not willing to believe.
可是主耶稣说，如果这些神迹行在外邦的时候
，And Jesus said, if these miracles, the same miracles, were performed in some other city,
外邦的人早已经悔改相信了主。
The other cities would have repented a long time ago.
所以在这里呢，我们看到他们虽然看见神的神迹
，So here we know that even though the people can physically see,
那整城的人都没有悔改。
But at that time, even after they saw all the miracles, they did not repent.
他们的肉眼是好的。
They have good eyesight, physical eyesight.
可是心眼却是坏的。
But then the heart of their eye, the eye of their heart is blind.
可是他们带一个瞎子来到主耶稣的面前。
So now they brought forth this physically blind man to see.
这个瞎子肉眼是坏的。
And this person, he's blind.
可是呢，主耶稣的神迹却摸到他。
But then Jesus' miracle could penetrate into him.
使他不但肉眼恢复
So that this person now, not only his eyes can see,
他的心眼也恢复
But then his heart is also open.
常常主耶稣做奇妙的事在我们身上
A lot of times Jesus does his miracles on us.
他希望我们这个人我们的眼能够在他面前重新被恢复
And then he wants us to open up the eyes of our heart.
所以我们可以知道我们这个人是跟神有关系的
So that we could truly know that we have a relationship with God.
所以我们这个人可以离开一个黑暗的光景
So that we will no longer dwell in darkness.
使我们可以离开一个被黑暗辖制的光景
So that we are no longer bounded by darkness.
所以主耶稣就医治我们
So God wants to heal us.
感谢主
Praise the Lord.
所以有人知道引进福音的门路。
So that there are people who knows how to preach the gospel.
所以就把这个瞎子带到主的面前。
And it is the same people who brought forth this blind man.
那主就恢复他。
And then at that time, the Lord healed that blind man.
那我们发现主耶稣按手在这个瞎子的身上。
And we see that Jesus put his hand on this man.
那刚开始呢，他们只是希望主耶稣能摸他。
In the beginning, the people only asked Jesus to touch him.
所以耶稣拉着这个瞎子的手到了村外。
So that Jesus then led this blind man by his hand outside of the village.
那除了吐唾沫在他的眼睛上之外
And more than just splitting on his eyes,
还按手在他的身上。
He also put his hands on this blind man.
所以呢，我们也看到这一个聋子呢
So we see for this deaf person before.
那这些人把他带到主耶稣面前。
Those people brought forth this deaf man to Jesus.
是希望主耶稣能够按手在他的身上。
They asked Jesus to lay his hand on him.
可是主耶稣只是轻轻地摸他了一下。
But then Jesus only barely touched him.
所以在这里我们看到主耶稣他传福音的方法是有所不同的。
So we see that every time Jesus uses different methods to heal.
常常跟我们人所想象的方式是不一样的。
And at many times the way that he heals is different from what we think he would do.
我们总想主耶稣你一定可以这样做。
And then we would think that Jesus you have to do it this way.
诶主耶稣就这样子。另外那样做。
But then Jesus surprises us and uses a different way.
啊，主耶稣，你我们想到说，哎，主耶稣，你上次这样做，那你也坐在这个人的身上。
And then maybe we'll think that last time you healed this person this way, this time you should do it again.
哎，主耶稣这次又用不同的方法做。
But then yet Jesus would use a different new way to heal another person.
所以我们看到主耶稣他按着人的需要。用不同的方法来得着人。
So here we see that Jesus, through our different needs, always has a customized way to touch us.
所以不同的方法就带出不同福音的果效。
And of course, at the end, as a consequence, we would all be healed.
在不同的人身上就显出不同的功效。
And on a different person, there will be a different result.
所以在这两次的医治里面，我们都可以看到主耶稣用唾沫的方式来医治人。
In these two different healings, we see that one common thing that Jesus used is his saliva.
所以解释圣经的人就讲到这个唾沫呢是象征着主口里所出的一切话语。
And then in the Bible, his saliva represents the words that come forth from his mouth.
所以今天我们要说清楚。
So today we have to describe it clearly.
今天我们要能够看清听清楚。
Today, if we want to hear clearly,
完完全全就是凭借着神口中所出的一切话语。
And if we could see clearly and hear clearly, it's all because of the words from Jesus' mouth.
所以呢，在这两处的经文里面，我们看到主耶稣就用他的话语来医治人。
So that in these two different places, we see that Jesus used his words to heal.
那我们从这两处的经文里面，我们看见主耶稣他医治的方式也是用一种渐进式的方式来医治人。
And then in these two places, we also see that Jesus healed gradually.
所以就有一个解经的学者摩根就讲到。
So there is a scholar, Morgan.
那他说说到主耶稣呢医治这个聋子的时候。
And he says when Jesus healed this deaf man,
先开他的口。
He first opened his mouth.
再医他的耳。
Then he slowly healed his ears.
是因为要让他的口开了之后，
so that this person, after his mouth is opened,
那经历说话的能力，
he could first experience the power to speak.
接着呢，他听清楚了，
and then afterward, he could hear.
那他就可以把这个见证讲述出去，
and then after that, he could open his mouth and give testimony.
所以先听再讲，
so first hear, then speak.
一步一步来。
Slowly and gradually.
一个问题一个问题对付。
Step by step, the problems are overcome.
那我们也可以看到，在医治瞎子的时候。
And then see on the stories of healing of the blind.
第一次主耶稣按手在这个瞎子的身上。
The first time Jesus put his hand on this blind man.
第二次呢，主耶稣按手在他的眼睛上。
And then the second time Jesus laid his hand on his eyes.
所以在他们的身上因着福音进入到他们里面。
So that through those two actions, the gospel could get into this man.
他们的问题就得到解决。
And then at the time, the problems are now resolved.
所以我们发现到主耶稣非常奇妙。
So we see that Jesus has his marvelous ways of doing things.
他不再在门徒的家里面工作。
And not only that he works in his disciples' house.
他也在聚会的场所工作。
He also works in our meeting place.
他不但在一个村庄里面工作。
Not only he works inside of a village.
他也随时在海边可以工作。
But then he might also work on the ocean side.
所以不管在任何时候，主耶稣都是预备好的。
So it doesn't matter what time or wherever you are, Jesus is ready.
当有需要的人到他跟前的时候，
Whenever someone who is in need,
他就满足他们的需要。
He would come and satisfy their needs.
那我们来看第五个限制。
So now let's look at the fifth constraints.
第五个限制特别讲到这些人需要导师才能够得到福音。
And these constraints talk about how people need a teacher for them to receive the gospel.
那我们一起来读马可福音第十章十三节到十六节。
Let's read Mark chapter 10, 13 through 16.
我们一起来读。
Together. And they were bringing children to him so that he may touch them. But then the disciple rebuked them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them,
"Permit
the children to come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as this. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it at all." And he took them in his arms and began blessing them, laying
hands
on them.
有人带着小孩子来见耶稣。
There some people bring forth children to Jesus.
他们的关系怎么样呢？
What is the relationship between the parents and the children?
这里也没有描述。
Here it never described.
不管是小孩子的父母也好。
It doesn't matter if these adults are the parents.
小孩子老师也好。
Maybe these adults are the teachers of the children.
或是只是一个平常的大人。
Or maybe they're just other adults.
这里讲到一个重要的事情。
The important thing is,
小孩子他们不能够自己到主耶稣的面前。
That the children does not have the power to come to Jesus by themselves.
可是这些做大人的就把小孩带到主耶稣的面前。
So then these adults led the children to Jesus.
所以这里我们也看到一个限制。
And here we see another constraint.
就是主耶稣的门徒。
That Jesus, the disciples of Jesus,
这些门徒呢，看到小孩子来到耶稣面前的时候
，when they see the children coming toward Jesus,
就责备那些人。
They stop them.
他们不愿意小孩子来接近耶稣
，because they don't want the children to come to Jesus.
所以我们在这里看到门徒成为一个限制。
And here we see even the disciples could be constrained.
成为这些小孩子，成为这些人亲近主的限制。
The disciples indeed became constraints of the children coming to Jesus.
这也是今天我们要常常警惕的。
And this is also one thing that we have to watch out for.
可是我们看到主耶稣的爱。
But here we see the love of Jesus.
主耶稣爱我们，他没有任何条件的限制。
When Jesus loves us, he doesn't love us because of who we are.
不管是成人也好。
It doesn't matter if you are an adult.
不管是小孩也好。
It doesn't matter if you are only a student.
不管你是生病的人也好。
It doesn't matter if you are sick.
你没有生病也好。
Matter if you are healthy.
主耶稣都爱我们。
Jesus loves you just the same.
主耶稣希望我们来到他的跟前。
Jesus wants you to come forth to him.
所以主耶稣招我们进神的国度。
So today now, Lord is leading us into his
kingdom. 他告诉我们，我们若不转回像小孩的样子。
And he said, if we do not repent like a little child,
我们断不能进神的国度。
Then we cannot enter into the gates at all.
所以今天我们都是承受神国的人。
So today we are the people who are the inheritance of
heaven. 我们常常要把人带到神的面前。
And what we need to do is to bring people to Jesus.
那我们的儿女更是这样。
And more importantly, is our children.
今天我们如果不把我们的儿女带到主耶稣的面前
，Today if we don't bring forth our own children to God,
是的，可能还有其他的老师、其他的大人会把孩子带到神的面前。
Yes, maybe some other teachers or some other adults will bring forth our children.
可是呢，也可能因为父母的限制。
But maybe it is the constraints of the parents.
当别人要带的时候，你不让他来带。
When other people want to lead your children to God, you are the one who are stopping them.
所以在这里，我们就很容易成为神的限制。
So here, very easily, we might become the very same constraint.
我们让我们的儿女不能够亲近神。
We are the people who hinder a child.
这里讲到我们要让神的国度能够进到我们的里面。
And here it says how we have to receive the kingdom of God.
让我们都回转成小孩的样子。
And we need to first repent and turn like a child.
只有这样我们才能够承受神的国。
And it is those people who could receive the kingdom.
回转向小孩。
It is the people who repents like a child.
像孩子一样的单纯。
With a pure heart like a child.
得到主的怀抱。
It is those people who are now a whole, held.
得到主的爱手。
Those are the people that have the God lays his hand on them.
得到主的祝福。
And those are the people that receive the blessing.
在这里我们看到小孩子们他们对主没有任何的要求。
And here we see that the child did not come with any request.
可是主耶稣就抱他们。
But then God holds them.
主动的按手在他们的身上。
And the Lord put his hand on them.
把祝福放在他们的身上。
And to give forth his own blessing.
回转向小孩。
So we should repent like a child.
那这里一首诗歌讲到
Here there's a poem.
孩童的脸孔是灵魂之窗
It says the faces of the children are like window of the spirit.
不受世界控制力的拘束
And they're not bounded by the power of the world.
像夏日平静的水池
And they're like a calm lake in the summer.
因风而起涟漪
And there are little waves that are created by the wind.
它像一扇敞开的大门
And they started as a wide open door.
随着岁月逐渐关闭
But with age, they start to close.
通过这敞开的大门
，and only the freshest of thought，
新鲜思想得以自由进出
，go through this open door。
它像一架静立的竖琴
，and they're like a harp，
等候乐师妙手的抚弹
，waiting for the fingers of the musicians，
柔和的琴弦可以发出
，and waiting to be played out。
美妙和谐的音乐
，the wonderful music in harmony，
静止的池水
，the calm water，
随风起涟漪
，waiting to be moved，
敞开的大门
，the free floating，
得以自由进出
，through the open door，
竖琴的丝弦
，the wonderful music，
发出美妙之音
，awaiting to be played，
孩童的脸孔
，and those are our children's
face。正是如此。我们发现到，就是当这些孩童来到神的面前的时候
，and one thing we realize is that when this child come to God，
神就好像这个风一样
，God is like a wind。
主耶稣就好像这个风一样
，Our Lord Jesus is like the wind，
就在他们的身上泛起涟漪
，that he would blow and there would be little winkles。
他们的心里面大门是打开的
，and then that our child they come with an open heart。
主耶稣就很容易的进到他们的心里面
，so that Jesus could go into it so freely。
他们心里面因着主就满足了
，and then with Jesus entering in they are now satisfied。
他们好像那琴一样
，and our children is like a harp。
主耶稣在他们身上弹着弹着美妙的音乐
，they're just awaiting to be played。
他们就很容易被主发出美妙的音乐
，and then through this playing it comes to wonderful music。
这个是孩童
，this is a child。
当主耶稣进到他们的里面
，and when Jesus enter into our child's heart，
他们里面就满足了
，then they are satisfied。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
教会里面有许多的事工
，there's a lot of services in our church，
都需要我们一同的参与
，and these services need us to participate。
带领人也是一种侍奉
，and at the same time， bringing people to our church is also a service。
千万不要让我们成为限制人得到福音的人。
So I ask that we will never be the hindrance of someone else coming to the gospel。
在我们的教会有许多的服事
，and in the church there's a lot of different services，
都是我们可以一起参与的。
And these services need your participation。
像我们小组里面有小组的服事
，in our small groups there are services in our small group。
那我们这小组的服事不是为我们聚会上的方便做一个分组而已。
And then to have small groups is not simply to divide us into smaller groups。
那我们希望每一个小组就好像这个友人一样。
So I hope that every small group is like the people。
每一个小组都有一些人。
That each small group there are some people。
就是因为我们这一些人。
And these people。
我们把人带来。
Are the people who bring forth the others into the church。
带到主的面前，让主来满足他们。
Just like those people who brought forth their friends to Jesus。
我们带来的人。
So let's go bring people.
主耶稣都能满足他们的需要。
And then when we bring them here, Jesus is the one who can satisfy them.
所以今天我们扮演有人的角色。
So today, let's be the people.
可能呢，没有人知道我们的名字。
Maybe no one would know who we are.
但主耶稣能够满足我们所带来的人。
But then Jesus is the one who can satisfy the people we bring forth.
出于我们的信心。
Through our faith.
可能没有人知道我们与我们带来的人的关系。
Maybe other people won't know the people that we bring forth. Who are they to us?
主耶稣看到我们的信心，他就医治我们带来的人。
But then from our faith, Jesus could heal those people we bring.
他就祝福我们带来的人。
And so Jesus can bless the people that we bring forth.
真的，主耶稣实在是爱我们。
Because God loves us.
今天我们因着主，我们可以听到主的话。
So today, through His name, we could hear His voice.
我们也可以说主的话。
And we could preach His name.
常常我们就远离了那旧的生活。
So that we will depart from our old self.
我们不再回到那旧世界去。
And no longer we will want to go back to the old world.
每一次回到神的面前。
Because every time when we come to our Lord again.
我们就转回像小孩子的样子。
We repent just like a child.
有一次。有两位姐妹走到我的面前。
One time, two sisters came forth to me.
那在一次的活动里面，他们就在谈论，在我面前就在谈。
And then in one of the events, they came and they spoke before me.
那有其中有一个姐妹呢，她在组里面比较久。
There was one sister who had more experience.
那她就介绍他们的关系。
And then she started talking to her relationship with the other sister.
她就介绍说啊，我们两位呢是在教会里面有最好关系的。
And then she said.Us two are the best buddies.
那不是姐妹的关系。
Even though we're not blood sisters.
这位姐妹呢
？But this sister.
那她非常好，非常厉害。
She is a great sister.
在市场上呢
in her career.
碰到不认识的人，她就可以把她带到教会。
Whenever she meets someone who is an unbeliever, she
will bring her. 碰到的人呢，她就可以把她带到教会。
And whoever she touches, that person believes.
那这个姐妹也讲，另外一个姐妹也讲。
And then the other sister started talking about the other sister.
啊，我只会把人带到教会。
And then she said, all I do is bring her here.
可是我什么都不会讲。
I don't need to say nothing.
那这个姐妹呢，她就负责传福音。
So then this sister would preach to the friends that I bring forth.
所以呢，一个姐妹负责带人。
So one sister, her responsibility is to bring people.
另外一个姐妹就负责传福音。
So that the other sister could preach to those friends.
所以呢，他们两个配合起来。
So that these two people, when they work as a team,
恰恰好。
They are invincible.
他主耶稣就满足他们所带来的人。
And then because Jesus worked in both of them.
他就讲到他们教会常常因为这样。有很多的新的人就来到教会。
And it is because the work of this team, there's a lot of new believers in this church.
兄弟们，有人带着。
Brothers and sisters, let's be the people who bring forth.
一切的人。
Bring all the people in.
一个人。
One by one.
所有的孩子。
Just like a child.
来见耶稣。
Bring them like a child to Jesus.
今天我们也希望这样。
So today, let's have that hope.
让我们带着一切的人
so that we will bring the people,
我们的家人
we'll bring our family members,
带着一个人
one by one,
那个需要主医治的人
one by one we bring the people who are in need,
带着我们的儿女
we'll bring our children,
来见耶稣
to come forth to Jesus.
愿神祝福我们的教会
so I ask that Jesus will bless the church,
好我们一直在神的面前
and when we come forth to him,
有这样的服事的时候
When we do this service,
我相信神也要祝福我们。
Then God will bless our work.
我们再唱刚刚的诗歌634首。
Let's sing Psalm 634 again.